everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight, like what Kyle said here, it's Saturday Night Live. So we'll be having Saturday Night Live. We are again. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship, and like Kyle said, it's Saturday Night Live. Very nice. Thank you, Kyle. And it will be Saturday Night Live up on the light ship with the light beams. So I'll just do a little intro here. The light ship comes once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus used for his special miracle healings and ascension teachings. And the light ship also brought to us back then the energies that were around in that time, and one of those is the Star of Bethlehem. So I think I'm going to bring in that energy right now, the Star of Bethlehem, just so you can experience that. This show is very experiential for people, and I guess also experimental, as we have it live, and everything is flows very nicely. So here we go. Kyle, testing 1, 2, 3. Yes, we're here. So, here we go. We're bringing the Star of Bethlehem. And just sit back and relax. The show and the light beings do not care if you believe in anything at all. They realize that the gods that we have believed in here are basically false gods, extraterrestrial energies that were brought to us to sidetrack us from our true divinity inside of ourselves. So they don't really judge us if we have a certain religious belief system or whether we believe in God or not. In fact, it's probably easier if we don't have that belief, mainly because we don't have judgments on a predetermined outcome. It's much better to be completely open, like Jesus said, to be open like a child, basically, to be like a child to get into the kingdom. And this is what they are working towards through different healings, and one of those is the emotional healing that I do, is to release your baggage of this lifetime. So here we go. I'm going to bring in the Star of Bethlehem right now. And sit back and relax. If you can, stay in your heart center. We'll be doing that in probably about 5 minutes here. We had some wonderful comments with water charging. So I'm going to do that again tonight. Get 2 glasses of water, if you would. And you want to have maybe different colored glasses or put tape on them, because it'll be for different things. And you can get that water now if you wish. Typically, 8 to 12 ounces is very adequate. So here's the Star of Bethlehem coming in. And I'll put some music on as you get your water and experience this beautiful energy. Thank you. It feels like most of you are back right now. So what we're going to do is energize your water. What we're going to do is bring in the energy of Jesus here. So I'd like everybody, if you can, to click on the fast chat. And that's underneath the light beam picture. It's also elsewhere on the site. It'll say BBS Fast Chat. And click on that. And underneath it, you're going to see a button that says Listen Live at the very bottom. There's a picture of Jesus there. So I'd like you to click on that, and it'll come up much, much larger on your screen. And we're going to bring in the frequency of Jesus from the creation lightship where he resides. And you're going to actually see the picture start to change. And it'll start right now. So just kind of watch here. And you may want to blink your eyes maybe every, 3 to 5 seconds here. And you're going to see energy is coming into this photograph that have not been in there before. There we go. I'm seeing the aura around his head changing right now. And I'm also seeing the picture of him kind of being released from the back of the photo a little bit here. See, so he's starting to float. And you're all going to have your own experience. So just kind of watch here as this picture gets energized here. For me, he's starting to take on a smile. You might sense that vibration. And the eyes now are becoming more intense. As you look at the eyes, you start to get drawn into them. And it's still being energized right now. So if you just came onto the show, click on the picture of Jesus on the bottom of the fast chat. It's underneath the Listen Live button. We have four pictures there. The light being insignia, Jesus, and also the last one is the way the lightship goes through its creation, a little diagram of that. There we go. So Jesus now is activated. So I'll just allow you to sit back and relax. Remember, these are all heart energies. The lightship only works heart to heart. Doesn't work with the mind energy. That's New Age metaphysics, and that is not what's going to be here after the ascension time. It's all heart-based energy, unfortunately. The teachings got askewed. And people now are working with mind, how to control things, which is our main downfall here. Thank you. come, I ask you to put your right hand on or by the photograph here and put your left hand on your heart center. That's a very good thing to do. You may want to try that. Quite something for me here. I'm used to the energies, but this one here is very, very nice. Very heart opening, and the aura field around his head is just very intense. It's almost hard to even look at because it's hard to focus on it. It's so bright. So we're going to have Jesus charge the water up for us here. And water container number one is going to be used, since we're in winter time right now, for like a mouthwash. And we've been doing this on our conference calls, and I think we did it a couple times on BBS radio here, and people just love it. So the mouthwash is, again, designed to help you out maybe with a sore throat. You can gargle with it. Maybe you might have a tooth infection or a gum problem or something like that. So it's not really designed to swallow. I would just put it into your mouth, hold it, swish it around, and then, you know, probably spit it out. So you don't want to do that right now, I don't think, not on this call. But number two bottle is going to be used for your skin. And I had a lot of comments so far about that. It tingles, kind of makes your skin buzz. It can take away irritation. So if you have any skin infections or maybe some type of skin disorder, you may want to try it on it, but this is designed to be used on your skin only. I'm sure it could work perfectly well in your bath water also, or even a foot bath. But it's not designed to be to drink, okay? So we're going to have Jesus energize the first container of water. So if you're new to the program, put one hand on each side of the bottle of water. And it can be tap water, perfectly fine. And he's now going to energize this for you. So I'd like you just to sit back and relax here. It'll take about maybe about a minute to do this, I'm being told here. So I'll put some music on here so you can listen to some music during this process. And again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. The Lightship does it all for you. feels pretty good. And now get your second bottle of water. And this is designed just for your skin. And don't mix them up. It's important not to mix them up. And again, we're going to be bringing in the energy of Jesus to this photograph here. And here it comes. And this will take probably about 2 minutes here to charge this one up. And again, you may feel the energy going down your hands, through your palm chakras, through your fingers. Minute longer. again, make sure these are separate here. So the first one you're going to be using for rinsing your mouth out, and the second one is for your skin. We're now going to do an entity release on everyone. This way you can be more of who you are. And again, we'll do it really quickly here. I want to go to the light show and light ship in about 10 minutes here. So again, we're going to take away entities, starting from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head here. And they've been released right now from you. You may want to concentrate to see if you can feel any energies in your body changing. Ask your body to tell you if anything has changed during this little healing session right here. And you should probably feel a little heavier in your body during this process. As you come into your body, you become heavier, more dense. And you're going to find yourself that you have a little more heightened awareness and consciousness. Here we go. So I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. I'm going to do a spirit cleansing for you. There's many, many fragments of who you are out there in the universe. Remember, each moment, parts of you leave. It could be many parts leaving. So I'm going to bring them back to you, healed, whole, and complete. Here we go. Count to 10 as you come into your body. Just kind of note where your body gets heavier. That's where you weren't located. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And coming in some more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next, we're going to do a chakra alignment here. So we're going to go to your heart center first and reposition that. Remember, the chakras get moved. They get out of alignment as you get psychic attacks done to yourself. Remember, we're in the energy era of mind energy. A lot of people talk about mind energy, using your thoughts to control, different things, weather patterns, create your parking place, etc. That's the new buzzwords now, for the this time of our evolution, but everything is heart energy during the universal shift, and there will not be any mind energy left after that, because then the whole universe will be in mind energy. You're out of mind and into heart. So the heart energy is what you're looking for. The mind energy is not of the light. It's not created by the light, and it's the darkness actually creeping in, and that's very prevalent around us here, which you may have noticed as your, what I call, instead of horoscope, it's your horoscope. And the horoscope is how the planets are controlling you. So that's where we are in our reality of today. The dark side crept in to teach us a bunch of false teachings of mind, especially in New Age metaphysics the last 100 years, unfortunately, with the New Thought movement. So here we go. The heart chakra is in alignment now. So if you want to know how they get out of alignment, yes, from people's thoughts projecting negativity to you, and also other things, but mainly it's people that we're dealing with on this planet here. So throat chakra, I'm going to align that here. There we go. And going up now to your third eye, perfect. Power chakra, great. Second chakra, and first chakra. Okay, next we're going to be going to do a wonderful opening of your heart chakras. So again, you may want to sit back and concentrate. And you may want to feel the heart actually move here. You can actually feel energy come into your heart center. So we're going to open it up by using the word spin. We'll go body width for you. And here we go. Spin, 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 open. Moving up to your throat chakra. So for those of you who probably have maybe a sore throat, if that's the case, or tonsillitis or something like that, your throat chakra needs to be worked with to get healing. So here we go. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Moving up now to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down now, below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Next we're going into your second chakra. spin, open. And first chakra, base of your spine, spin, open. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop, and this is very important, so you can connect with your spirit energy. This is where you really want to stay every day of your life. So you want to get out of the mind. You have to surrender this energy body going down to your heart center. This is your mental body, where your thoughts are. So here we go. Think of an elevator, 10th floor being your forehead, first floor being inside of your heart. Dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time for everybody. You should be feeling it now in your heart center. Your thoughts should be in your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you.
to the light ship now. So people who are new to the program, you're going to be taken up out of time. Remember, you're a vibration, and all vibrations go through an on and off setting. So much like your computer, ones and zeros, on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. So as a frequency, you're being turned off and on continuously. When you're not here, the light ship's going to help you in the process, transporting you to the creation light ship. It's multidimensional, and it's invisible to us, but when we go to the light ship, it is physical. All dimensions have physicality to it. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, you can do so at this time. You cannot invite any people, and this part of the show is not going to work on the archives. You could feel the energy, though. It'll be, coming through your computer as you listen to it. But you'll not be on the light ship. So we're getting ready to go up. You may start to feel an energy around your body. And like I tell people, men are about 1% feelers, and women are about 50-50. So if you're a man and you can feel energy, you're very, very blessed. And if you're a woman, you're also very blessed if you can feel the energy. If you don't feel it, it's working anyway. Don't be a skeptic. You know, you don't have to be a scientist to try to figure this out because you're going to be there. So here we go. We're going up. It takes about 2 seconds. We're there right now. We're having our body scanned. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. And we're going down a little hallway to the orientation room, where our scan is going to be read by the light beam doctors. And the people on the light ship, there's light beams that are there that stay on the light ship. Everybody on the light ship is considered a light beam until they leave the light ship and go into their next incarnation. So it means that they're very pure energies. They hold 100% light. Once you leave the light ship, then you're kind of on your own, and things happen, and you don't always hold light frequency. We always try to, but it all depends how much infiltration we have by the dark side. This is what the ascension time is about, is to regain your spiritual identity back over again and to have your body do the same thing so it can become light, a light body, and to do an ascension process. So the doctors now are talking with us. They use mental telepathy. There's all different types of beings. There's all different life forms there that's created throughout the universe. We're just one particular life form. And they're telling us what our problems are, and we're also telling them what we like to have worked with. So in this short session, request one, physical healing. And right now we're going to the first room, and there's many rooms that we're going into. And the first room is the hot tub room. This is pretty standard. This is designed to help us eliminate some toxins out of our body. There's probably over a dozen to 20 hot tubs there, different colored gels. If you're a seer, I see us going into a green hot tub and also orange. I'll put some music on so you can experience this here. Into a room where they can release physical pain from us. Many, many types of modalities there. So again, request your healing. to another location. And this location is where they have a beautiful waterfall. This is going to help cleanse our auric field. And again, just kind of request healing and enjoy this beautiful waterfall energy. And this water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Have a really large crystal geode, and this is amethyst crystal. You're in the room right now levitating, and again request your healing. Another room, and this room is where they have like floating magnets. They look like little Oreo cookies, and the light beams there are controlling these. These are also conscious beams, and they're going to start to work with us now, and they're going to realign our body energetics, our body electronics here. You may start to feel your body get like maybe buzzing. You might feel little tingles. Signs of electricity flowing through you as you get realigned right now. Another location, And this one here is where they have the golden whales in the large swimming pool. It's liquid light energy water. Silver sparkles like diamonds, and the golden whales are coming over to us. And if you wish, you can merge your consciousness with them, look out of their eyes, just to request that. It's very, very beautiful. You can see many, many more dimensions that they are looking at that we cannot see. And if you wish, you can put your hand in front of you and move it out about 1 foot. Probably going to be able to sense and feel the texture of the skin of the whales. It's just quite awesome to actually feel your hand stop and go from up and down, back and forth, and actually sense the texture of their skin. So you can do that if you wish. I've had comments that people tried that, and all of a sudden when they approached the whale and their hand stopped, the hair on their arm stood up on end. Of Lourdes, France, and we'll have Saint Bernadette there, along with Mother Mary. These will be the spirit energies of these two divine beings, and we're now going into this water and having this wonderful healing experience. So request your healing. Remember, the light only works in the now, so each now is a different period in time, if you want to use that expression. And so what happened the last few seconds ago is no longer in consciousness. So the light only works from now to now to now to now to now. Even though they have a recorded history of all past events, they only work in the now, so you have to request healing. This is how the light shift works. There's no future that's ever been created by the light. future is strictly mind energy. So request your healing now in this beautiful water. Another location, and if you have any problems with maybe the joints in your body, maybe you have a hard time walking, maybe you have a hip that's out of joint, maybe you're pretty old and your hips feel kind of gravelly, maybe your knees have a problem with ligaments and tendons or something like that, through accidents, etc. They're working with that right now, so request your healing. You're in these special rooms right now for assistance. Walk around a little bit and just see how your body is doing. Spiritual blueprint of the Earth's rainforest that was on the Earth maybe about 1,000 years ago. This would be the Amazon rainforest, so we can go there right now. We're walking into this room, and you're going to be able to see all the different plant lives, all the wildlife there, all the insects, and you can walk around and just feel the vibration the way it used to be here. Got polluted. And other things. Thank you. to be the room where your spirit was created. And across the room, as you walk into the doorway, you're going to see a silhouette of who you are. This is your true self, male and female self, before you left the light ship. When you go to the light ship, this part of you is brought into your body because you have to be whole and complete for a healing. Otherwise, you're only half here. So you're in this room right now. I'm going to count to 10 as you walk into yourself. This is what we talk about. Love comes walking in. Contact is all it takes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Dr. Teams for working with us tonight. We're now going into the transporter room and about ready to bring us back down. You might feel a energy forming around you, this beautiful white light tunnel. And you're coming back down right now, and now you're here. Just want to thank everyone for being with me tonight. If you'd like to email me, I love getting emails from your healings. That's healing@creationlightship.com. On the bottom of the screen has the information. If you wish to be on our email list, go to the very bottom too and enter it in there. And you get a confirmation and then click on it to confirm. I'll be at the Conscious Life Expo, February 8th in Los Angeles at the Hyatt Hotel. Hope to see you there if you live in the LA area. So up to now, I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening and good night.